with a look at Radio on the Go Sports. I'm Dwayne Carstens on a Monday morning. Well, we start by some sad news. Jim Hallahan, former Iowa State assistant men's basketball coach who was a member of Johnny Orr's staff for 12 years, passed away earlier this week. This past week, he was 75. Hallahan, a native of Decatur, Illinois, was Orr's top assistant from 1982 to 1994 and was elevated to associate head coach in 1993. During his tenure in Ames, the Cyclamen's hoops program became a national player, earning six NCAA tournament berths, including a Sweet 16 appearance in 1986. Sellout crowds were the norm, and Hilton Magic was born during Hallahan's years in Ames with Orr, as the Cyclones were the toast of the town. Five times, the Cyclones eclipsed the 20-win mark in a season, and nationally ranked opponents were defeated 24 times. Hallahan helped mentor six Cyclones who went on to the NBA to have great careers. When Orr was ill or absent, Hallahan took over coaching duties and compiled a 6-1 mark. Prior to arriving at Iowa State, Hallahan was the head coach at East Tennessee State in the late 70s and early 80s. He was also an assistant coach at Virginia Tech. Hallahan held bachelor's and master's degree from Miami of Ohio, and he was a two-year starter on the basketball team there. He was named captain his senior season. After Orr's retirement in 1994, Hallahan remained in Ames and served as Iowa Sports Foundation executive director for the Iowa Games. During his tenure, the foundation grew from two events and 16,000 athletes to over 20 events and 190,000 participants. Speaking of Iowa State, the women's basketball team currently checks in at number 19 in the USA Today Coaches Preseason Women's Basketball Poll. The Cyclones' ranking marks their first preseason ranking since 2013-14, when ISU was ranked 20th in the coaches' pool. Iowa State's ranking is also the highest preseason ranking in the coaches' pool since debuting at number 17 nationally in the 2010-2011 season. Iowa State returns its four leading scorers from last season with Ashley Jones, Kristen Scott, Ray Johnson, and Maggie Espen-Miller-McGraw. Jones has earned her fair share of preseason recognition after votes for the AP preseason All-American team and was named Lindy Sports preseason second team All-American, along with earning a spot on the Cheryl Miller Award watch list and the Citizens Naismith watch list and the Wade Trophy watch list. Scott closed out last season by being honorable mention All-Big 12 after averaging 14 points and nearly 7 rebounds per game. To begin her senior campaign, she earned preseason honorable mention All-Big 12 and went along with a spot with the Lisa Leslie Award watch list. The Cyclones concluded last season with an upset of number 2 Baylor at home, 57-56, ending the Lady Bears' 58-game Big 12 regular season win streak. Iowa State ladies will open the season coming up this Wednesday at noon against Omaha at Hilton Coliseum. Drake announced that there will be no fans at the Knapp Center for Bulldog men's or women's basketball games, at least at the start of the season. Only family members will be on hand. Drake's home opener for men's basketball is December 3rd against Nebraska Omaha.
We're all just want to play basketball, and whatever that means right now to get the chance to do it, we're excited to do it. And, if it's minimal fans with just family here to start, and if it can evolve into more as the year grows, that would be great.
And that's Coach Darren DeVries, who has averaged 22 wins his first two seasons as head coach. During that time, the school has worked hard to build a fan base.
Right now, our priority is we just want to play, and whatever we got to do to get that chance to go out and do it, we're willing to do that. So, obviously, we'd love to have our fans here. And as you mentioned, we love the growth and the fan base and how it's starting to take hold in Des Moines. And we're excited about the progress we've made and the direction it's going. And hopefully that will continue once we get the opportunity to get some fans back in the building again.
And the Bulldogs open the season at Kansas State on November the 25th. Again, on the road. The UNI men's basketball team will open against West Virginia Wednesday at a tournament in Sioux Falls. The Panther men were originally scheduled to take part in a tournament in Nebraska, but instead replaced Texas A&M in this Sioux Falls event.
I don't like doing it. There's teams that are going to Nebraska still that were counting on us being there, and I do not like that part at all. But given all of the conversations that happened over the last 24 hours and where things were at, this was the right decision.
And that's UNI coach Ben Jacobson, who says there will be some uncertainty over who their second opponent at the Nebraska event would have been. And the Panthers will play three games guaranteed in Cedar Falls, or three games in Sioux Falls, South Dakota.
I know it's the right decision. I just don't like having to do it a week before an event when other teams are counting on us somewhere else. So I don't like that part of it, but I know we made the right decision.
Junior forward Austin Fife says it will be important to remain flexible when it comes to playing games. And again, you and I schedule will also include a game at Wisconsin coming up, as well as a home game against Wisconsin Green Bay throughout the season. And of course, a full slate of conference games in the Missouri Valley. We'll have all those games starting again Wednesday right here with Radio on the Go. Our sister station, 98.9 FM, will have that broadcast as they tip off against West Virginia coming up Wednesday, 12:30 pregame, 1 o'clock is tip-off time. And this is Monday, and it's not even Thanksgiving yet, but we have an area team that's starting to play. The Cowgirls of Clarion Goldfield Dawes begin their basketball season tonight, one of a few teams in the area to tip off before the Thanksgiving holiday. It's a great opportunity for first-year head coach Liz Ennis to ease back into coaching after taking a decade off from a head coaching position. Here is Ennis on what she's expecting to feel tonight for the CGD Cowgirls.
You know, I told somebody today I could have 4 weeks of practice and I still wouldn't feel prepared for that first game. I mean, I think every coach feels that way. You know, we've just had 2 weeks of practice, but I don't know. It's going to be okay just to dive in, see how it goes, and then figure out some adjustments I'm sure that will need to be made.
And as previously coached Clarion Goldfield Dawes in the early 2000s, the Cowgirls look to be strong this season as they are ranked 15th in the preseason rankings in Class 2A. Last year, CGD went 17-6 and will bring back some important pieces this year, including post player Morgan Middleton, who led the team in rebounds, as well as second in scoring. She also returning for the Cowgirls, leading scorer Raven Kennetz, who was averaging 15 points per game a year ago. While the Cowgirls start tonight, the Cowboys get an extra week before their first game when they clash with Eagle Grove, a team that CGD beat twice a year ago by an average of 29 points. The Cowboys went 8-15 overall last winter, but certainly have pieces to improve on that mark this year. Connor State and Cody Olson were the top two scorers on the team as sophomores. This year, upperclassmen now, they will look to bolster their record again with seniors Matea Martinez and Kristen Gayton, as that group of four represented the top four scorers from Clarion Goldfield Dawes a year ago. Head coach Brandon Lansky on how Olson State's preparation for the season will help the Cowboys.
They worked hard as far as getting in the weight room, getting stronger. They've played a ton of basketball kind of on their own time, did a lot of shooting and things like that. So for them to be able to know the speed of the game, you know, coming in as juniors now, where they're a little bit bigger, they're a little bit stronger, their bodies have developed a little bit more, that's going to be very important for them this year.
And for more on CGD basketball, listen to the Mort's Water Company Coach's Corner every Saturday morning from 8:30 till 10 on KLMJ and online at radioonthego.com. Once again, Clarion Goldfield Dawes girls against Southeast Valley tonight for some high school hoops, NFL Monday Night Football, the Rams at the Buccaneers. And don't forget, here on KLMJ, you can hear Cyclone Sports Talk, Cyclone Coach's Corner, at 6:30 till 8 o'clock here on 104.9 FM on this Monday. Have a great day. I'm Dwayne Carstens reporting.